Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Denver Keto Diamond Dish. We are actually out on our first episode in a restaurant. We finally did this. And we are today at El Tecaleño in Lakewood. Now they have several locations around town, so it won't be hard for you to find them. Now our goal today was to have a nice meal in a restaurant and stay on our keto diet. We got kind of lucky because they actually offer lettuce leaves here. Now, I'm not sure what we're really getting. I don't know if we're getting extra shredded lettuce or if we're getting lettuce leaves. But our waiter is aware that we are on diets. And they do offer a skinny taco that is on lettuce leaves. So that's a good find here. And we're very pleased to find that. I would normally probably get that if I were here by myself. Today I'm here with my son, and I really wanted fajitas really bad. So we're going to have fajitas today. We have asked the waiter to withhold the tortillas and give us lettuce instead. So we're very excited to find out what comes on our plate. They don't understand keto, and we don't expect them to. I was just really thrilled that they were very accommodating for letting us set up in here and very accommodating in switching out our tortillas for lettuce, which is going to be the real cure here. Of course, rice and beans are going to come on the plate and we're not going to be able to eat that. And that's fine. We would happily take lots of lettuce, but you know what I find is that it's going to be a lot of food. Probably don't want to take it home. And I find that salads are kind of pricey, and so just to ask for a little extra lettuce won't really cost you anything, but if you try to alter the salad too much, the salads are already pretty pricey and you're going to end up with a pretty pricey meal. But you know, I think overall our meal that we're having here is fairly priced, and they, like I said, they were accommodating with the lettuce. And I think we're going to have a great meal. So I'm going to check out for a second and I'll be back. So one thing I really noticed that I really liked about this. So, of course, they brought out pure evil salsa. I don't think salsa is entirely evil. You have to limit it. But, of course, if you don't have chips. Now, just so you know, remember, I have my own restaurant. I'm going to plug it right now. We're a food truck. Urban Ketovore. Now we are going to at some point start serving some tortilla chips, but we will be using the zero carb chips and frying them, deep frying. So they won't be low calorie, but they will be an alternative. And I suspect at some point restaurants will catch on to this and they'll start offering low carb options also for those who are on diets. But in the meantime, you have my truck to turn to for that kind of thing. But I also wanted to mention, they give you, with the chips and salsa, they give you this. I don't know if you can see this. It is kind of like a cabbage slaw, has a little bit of tomato in it. There's some cilantro in it. So I don't know all of the ingredients. I took the risk of knocking myself out of ketosis for you guys. Tastes great. Tastes like it's got lime juice, cilantro. Doesn't taste like it's got sugar in it. If it does, it's hidden very well. But it's a very tasty little dish. And since you have a fork, you can eat it without the chips. Now, let me taste it. I want to give you, in case you want to see the face, it's in this like lemon juice. I don't know if there's any vinegar in it. Doesn't taste like it. Tastes very limey. I love it. I want this. Yeah. More of it. It's good. It is good. Okay, so the food has arrived. I've got a few snapshots that we'll impose into this video so you can see them. But for those of you who are listening to a podcast and not watching, I want to describe to you what they've brought us, and it's really beautiful. So there's a bed of peppers and onions, on top of which is some beautifully charred meat. I can't wait. I mean, I'm afraid I'm going to drool. The meat looks really beautifully charred. The pork looks really tender and kind of pulled a little. Just looks great. There's a little tomatoes on top for pretty. But yeah, the meat all looks like it's roasted and grilled meats. So there's nothing really offensive on the plate at all. They gave us a nice pile of guacamole and sour cream and the pico, which we can also eat in moderation with our meats here. They gave us, so what I believe that they, like I think I told you, that they offer skinny tacos with lettuce leaves. And those lettuce leaves apparently are expensive. And I understand why they would offer, as a first option, they would offer the shredded lettuce, which is what they've given us. And I understand why they would do that as a restaurateur. You know that on a head of lettuce, there's just so many perfect leaves that you can offer out. And for most purposes in the restaurant, the pre-washed and shredded lettuce really works out very nicely, and it's cost effective, so I totally get it. So they did not give me lettuce leaves. They gave us lettuce. So we'll kind of turn it into a salad on our plate, which I don't object to at all. I'm very happy about it. So I want to tell you that this is a win. It's a real win. I think we did great. We're going to get, it's a handsome portion of meat. It's we got the fajitas for one. It is totally enough for two. It is a lot of meat. So El Tecaleño wins on this one today. It's good meat that fits right in with our diet plan. They gave us good options to cover for the carbs, and we're happy with what we got. I think this is a winner, and now I'm going to really dig in. I'll touch base one more time before we check out and let you know how it tastes. Okay, I'm back. I have eaten my meal at El Tecaleño. I want to mention that Jaime was very good. He served us, and we're at the location on Kipling in Lakewood. He did a great job serving us. He was very accommodating. I don't think he understood what our diet is, but it didn't matter. He gave us what we asked for. Now, my son and I shared the fajita combo for one. It was a lot of food. We are both stuffed, and we're taking some home for my wife to have for dinner tonight. So, point being that huge portions, you will not be disappointed. And I think the price of the meal was $31.99. That's the combo fajitas for one. We split it, like I said, so two guys ate pretty hefty meal out of it, and we have leftovers to take home for my wife. So amazing portion. The food, I told you how good it looked. It tasted better than it looked. It was delicious. Their chicken is really phenomenal. I'm a chicken lover, and their chicken had a little bit of heat to it, not a lot, but the flavor, fantastic. Steak was good. It was tender and tasty. The pork was fall apart, delicious. Everything was good about the meal. And if you have been out to places like Chili's and whatever, you notice when they give you fajitas, they give you a huge pile of peppers and onions, and then the meat is good, but it's not huge. This was a great proportion. The meat was a lot. I thought when I dug down in the meat, I was going to find a ton of peppers and onions. And I did not. I found the perfect amount of peppers and onions and a lot of meat. And so we are very happy with this meal. It wins. I give it 5 stars today. I'm happy with it. I stayed on my keto plan and enjoyed the meal out. I enjoyed being served, which we're in the restaurant business, so we do a lot of serving. It's nice to sit down and be served once in a while by someone who was pleasant as Jaime was. And it was a pleasure to eat amazing tasting food and staying on our keto plan. So I hope this helped you. I hope you'll check out El Tecaleño and comment below what you think of the meal. I hope our looking through the menu for you helped you out a little bit. And enjoy. Take care. Have a good day. Bye.